The House Secondary Education and Career Development Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. For the record, please remember to turn on your microphone for the roll call. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Chair McLean.
Here.
Vice Chair Schoeff.
Here.
Ranking Member Bush.
Here.
Representative Altman. Representative Andrade.
Here.
Representative Benjamin.
Present.
Representative Barrero.
Here.
Representative Fisher.
Here.
Representative Maney.
Here.
Representative Mello.
Here.
Representative Onfroy.
Here.
Representative Rizzo.
Here.
Representative Robinson.
Here.
Representative Sabatini. Representative Tuck.
Here.
Representative Valdez.
Present.
Representative Woodson.
Here.
Representative Yarborough.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Missy. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Members and those in the audience, please silence all your electronic devices. Be recognized by the chair before addressing the committee or the presenters, and make sure your microphones are on after you've been recognized and when voting on a bill. Members, we have two bills today, and we'll get right into them. The first bill will be by it was House Bill 1115 by Representative Busada Cabrera, High School Graduation Requirements in Personal Finance. Representative, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chair. HB 1115 is the Dorothy Huckel Financial Literacy Act, which guarantees Florida students receive a half-credit personal finance education course to prepare them for financial success after high school, regardless of where they choose to take their next steps. This bill will make sure that students know banking practices, money management, such as spending, credit scores, managing debt, loan applications, basic principles of insurance policies, federal income taxes, and local tax assessments. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? Don Stewart, Florida PTA. Thank you. Alicia Neera, Foundation for Florida's Future. Thank you. Gina Rotano, the Florida Bankers Association. Thank you. Thank you. What are y'all dueling with each other? Yangley Espinal? Oh, okay. Thank you. You signed up twice, I guess. Are you, Yangley, are you a proponent twice or just once? Oh, okay, thank you. Signed up twice. Thank you. Doug Bell is a proponent. Those are all the appearance cards we have. Members, is there debate? Representative Woodson, in debate.
Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Busada, for this bill. This is a bill that is really, really needed. As parents, we have seen how our kids don't have any concept of money. And also in the district, I have spoken to so many kids who are having issues balancing their little account. This is something that they all need to know in order for them to be successful in life. This is a great bill. As a matter of fact, last year I wanted to introduce this bill, but you beat me to it, and I would support you 100% to it. Great bill. I look forward to giving you my support. Thank you.
Representative Robinson, in debate.
Thank you, Chair. And Rep, I just wanted to thank you for this bill. As a 20-year educator, actually taught math. When I first started teaching in 94, you used to have something called business math that hit on some of these points, but it wasn't mandatory. And there has been thousands and thousands of students that have graduated from high school and literally don't know how to balance their checkbook. So this is very, very important. I think it's going to enhance our educational system. So thank you for this bill.
Representative Onfroy, in debate.
Thank you very much, Chair. Representative Rosado Carrera, I'm just going to say this. I would love for you to come back and champion this starting in elementary school when you're ready, because I feel like this is a great start to our mission. And I believe that it should start in elementary school with a little piggy bank, and then move his way up to middle school with a little bit more information, and then, of course, onto high school so that our kids are prepared, because we start our habits early. But I'm grateful for this legislation because I've got nieces and I'm concerned. Thank you.
Ranking Member Bush, in debate.
Thank you, Rep, for the bill. I thank you. I just
agree with my colleagues before me, and it's a good bill. Thank you for bringing it.
In debate, members. There's no more debate. Sorry, there's no more debate. Representative Besada Cabrera, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members, for all your support. I really appreciate it. Whether our students are headed to one of our great colleges or universities, a valuable trade or apprenticeship program, the military, or a career in the arts, every single one of them deserves to be equipped with education and information on how to succeed and thrive financially in our society. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrero? Bush?
Yes.
Fisher? Maney?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Sabatini? Schoaf?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough? Yes. Chair McClain?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 1115 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Members, now we'll move into House Bill 1447 by Representative Giolombardo, Apprenticeship Tax Credit. Representative Giolombardo, you're recognized to explain House Bill 1447.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, members, for the opportunity to present this bill. I think this last year we can all agree that workforce back home has been a challenge. Companies just having a hard time hiring. And I think with this moving forward, we have to start focusing on helping these companies develop their workforce through apprenticeships. Apprenticeships are very important to our economy. So workforce is the most significant economic development challenge facing our state. Adding to the increased baby boomer and retirements, driving the need for recruitment and educate the new generation of high-tech workers, It's our duty to be able to provide the apprenticeship opportunities, and we have apprenticeship programs through the state. This bill simply enhances it through a $2,000 tax credit for up to 200 hours for up to 4 years, and they can recover the unused time at 5 years, and that is the bill. There's an amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Are there questions on the bill? Representative Robinson, any questions?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Rep, for bringing this bill. I do believe that this apprenticeship is very, very important, and any way that we can assist in that would be great. I just had a question on the type of companies that would be able to take advantage of this. Is it only for companies that pay corporate income tax, or, yeah?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the question. We do have an amendment that will kind of address some of the structure and all that.
I'll wait for them in.
Questions? Representative Woodson, any question?
Thank you, Rep. Giolombardo. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Rep. Giolombardo, for coming up with this bill. As my colleague just stated, this is something that we definitely need in the state of Florida. My question to you, any organization going to be able to apply for it? But do we have any safeguards in place in order to ensure that the small businesses are benefiting from it as much as the big corporations?
Sure. You're recognized.
Thank you for the question. And through the amendment, we kind of address what the process is going to be. And that process and that program already kind of exists, and it addresses all those concerns.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Representative, there is one amendment. Representative Giolombardo, you're recognized to explain Amendment 555-659.
Thank you, Chair. So this amendment actually creates, it actually adds to the process through the RAPIDS process. It's the Registered Apprenticeship Partners Information Data System, which is managed through the Department of Education. So they manage who can apply for it, how it's applied for, how the apprentice applies for the position, and that's done through, and also allows for some rulemaking for the Department of Revenue to establish the forms and all of that that's needed for the tax credit, and that's the amendment.
Members, do you have questions on the amendment? Representative Robinson, any questions?
Thank you, Chair. And I'm just going back to my original question. So they're going to fill out the process. I guess my question is kind of leading into what Rep. Woodson was asking is, will this amendment ensure that small businesses and not just one type of business, mm-hmm. majorly big corporations, is the only ones that would be able to apply?
Recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah. So it goes across the board for any of the skilled trades that the RAPIDS program recognizes. So it's for any of that. And it's not just through the RAPIDS program. It's not just, oh, I'm going to sign up and I'm going to get this tax credit. It's they have a curriculum. A lot of these programs that we've had around the state, they are 3 to 4 years long. I've talked to companies that are paying for an apprentice. They're paying an apprentice $50 an hour. So that's it's kind of all over. So it's really any business. So
for a follow up,
just because you've been working on this bill, would you happen to know like the percentage of corporations that we have that are that have these apprenticeship programs and that will be able to be able to benefit from this particular program?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. So right now, Florida has 300 registered apprenticeship programs, and the state trains about 15,787 apprentices currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Benjamin, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want some clarity on how this works, and hopefully this is in your wheelhouse and you can help me out. This is a Florida corporate tax credit. Is that correct?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. That's correct.
So it would only be able to be applied if you are a corporation who pays corporate taxes, state corporate taxes, right?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, sir.
So if a small business doesn't pay that tax, then they wouldn't be able to get a credit. Would that be fair to say?
You're recognized. Sure.
So I would... they have to get approved through the application process for the RAPIDS program. So if the RAPIDS program, I'm pretty sure that they have to pay corporate taxes. So.
Just one follow-up.
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you're saying that every corporation that participates in a RAPIDS program is a corporation that also pays state corporate taxes?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'll get clarification on that for you. I don't know exactly if every RAPIDS program. I'd have to talk to the Department of Education.
Thank you. Members, are there other questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Are there appearance cards on the amendment? Thank you. Is there debate on the amendment? I'm sorry, Representative Benjamin, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My representatives, my colleagues, Woodson and Robinson, asked the question about small businesses and whether they would be affected, whether they'd be able to obtain the tax credit. And my series of questions allude to the fact that if you have a business that may be a Florida business, but not all Florida businesses pay the corporate tax. It depends on your size and your income and all of those things and whether or not you actually have to pay a tax. And you can't get a tax credit if you don't pay any taxes. Mm-hmm. So, and I appreciate if you could get that information to them, because I think the answer to their question is no. If you don't pay a corporate tax, you can't get a corporate tax credit.
In debate, members. Representative Omfroy.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for bringing this legislation. I think it's important. We talked about this in our committee last year about trying to make sure that we can get more apprenticeship programs and getting engaged. My area would be the tech industry is where I would like to see more engagement. So I'm hoping that this legislation leads the way to more tech companies coming into the apprenticeship space. So thank you so very much, Representative, for this great legislation.
In debate, members. Is there an objection to the amendment? Show the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there appearance cards? Frank Walker, Florida Chamber of Commerce.
Florida Chamber of Ways and Sports.
Thank you. Don Stewart, Florida PTA. Thank you. Edward Briggs, American Fire and Sprinkler is a waves in support. Zach Sherman, Lockheed Martin. Thank you. George Levescu, Lockheed Martin. Thank you. Carol Bowen, Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida. Thank you. Chris Dawson? Okay, thank you. Rachel Cobb, Orlando Economic Partnership, is a proponent, waves in support. Tiffany Barfield? Thank you. Alicia Neera? Thank you very much. Those are the appearance cards. Now, members, we're on the bill as amended. Is there debate? Representative Omfroy, you're recognized.
I think you've done a great deal of good, Representative, when you have education and industry waving in support of your legislation. So I Godspeed on your journey to getting this through the finish line. I look forward to seeing it become law.
Representative Woodson in debate. I'm sorry, Representative Robinson, I apologize. Oh. Representative Robinson. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Rep. I'm going to support this bill today. I think that it's great. It has a lot of great components. However, I would like to see if you could do something, I guess, with the Department of Education where we could somehow allow or make sure that small businesses can take advantage of this. I know that would be difficult, I guess, because of the statute that it's under, but maybe we can pull that in or make some type of amendment. I would love to see something like that happen because it has been very important for the apprenticeships, but we would like to see all businesses be able to take a part in it.
Representative Woodson in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Abdul Lombardo, for this bill. I echo the sentiment of my colleagues. There are more positive things in this bill than there are negative. I still have a little hesitation about the small businesses not being able to take advantage of it, the ones who don't pay corporate taxes, but I know you are open to that. In case there's anything that we can do to make sure that's included in the bill, I would support it because I really believe this is something that we need. But please give that some consideration. Thank you.
In debate, members. Members, I'd just like to say that while you've raised some questions that I think are important, especially for small businesses, I think one of the things that we should probably realize is that a lot of our big companies and corporations are the ones that are probably doing a lot of this apprenticeship work and certainly paying a lot in corporate tax. And so I think it's, Representative, it's a great bill. I think it's certainly, you know, obviously if a smaller business does pay the corporate tax or whatever, then, you know, there's going to be no disqualification of them to be able to participate. So I think it's very important, obviously, to continue to get, you know, apprenticeship moving forward in Florida, big piece of what we worked on last session, and this is just another piece of that. So, Representative, thank you for bringing this bill forward. Members, Missy, would you please call? Welcome to close. I did your close for you. You can go ahead.
I appreciate that. I will touch on one thing. Absolutely. Listen, I think that we need to do more for small businesses. I'm all for it. I will say, with this bill, we're touching the tax credit piece. RAPIDS already exists. For us to go and try to change that and move, you know, and modify that to, there could be, you know, challenges. So one bite at the apple at a time, you know, let's work to get some of the companies that are paying corporate tax and are through this RAPIDS program, the ability to get apprentices, put them through their training pipelines. You know, we have to look at, you know, these apprentices as, it's post-secondary education. It is a pathway for many, many Floridians. I don't think that we have enough. So with that, I ask for your favorable support, and I close.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrera? Bush?
Yes.
Fisher? Maney?
Yes.
Mello?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McLean?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill 1447 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative. Members, that's all the business we have before us today. Representative Woodson moves we rise.